Marty in the Morning on RTE Lyric FM with Spry Finance. Keep living the life you love.
Nevin, it's yourself.
Good morning.
Good morning, my friend. How are you?
You're looking well.
I missed you at the ploughing.
Did you?
I did.
It was great
I missed
fun.
You.
Bit muddy.
I heard you on the radio. I thought maybe getting a slot, and then it was clear you weren't.
I was on so short, wasn't it?
It'd be hard to hear at all. But it was good to hear your voice.
It was.
And I know it was very different. I have never been there when the weather was inclement. Isn't that mad? And the one year we didn't go, and it was fairly...
It was a bit muddy.
Fairly muddy, it certainly was.
Well, great people there, and you know, you were missed, Marty.
Well, you're very kind
genuinely,
to say so.
You were.
But I know you love it, and I know you get a great kick out of it. And you've been, gosh, you're doing it a long time.
15 years.
No harm. Look, what are we doing today?
Okay, we're going to do two veggie options.
All right.
So the first one is a red lentil and chilli bean with some yogurt. And then the next one is a sweet potato soup with chickpeas and coconut.
Okay, what do you want to start with?
So we'll start off with the red lentil. So this is a lovely one pan dish, which is absolutely gorgeous. And we're kind of keeping the vegetarians happy, but also meat free too. It's absolutely a really, really tasty dish.
But of course, you always have, in McNeans, you'd always have the vegetarian option.
Oh, it's very popular. People kind of mix in and out.
Yeah,
we have a 9-course taste to menu with fish and meat, and then a vegetarian one. And
oh, very
people
good.
Kind of switch between them, which is great.
Absolutely, it's very important.
So
anyway, talk to me.
This is a lovely kind of a simple dish that can be made ahead, lovely in a wrap, lovely with rice, some flatbreads, pita bread, you name it. So you get an onion chopped, a little bit of celery stick is gorgeous, a large carrot, and then some peppers. So the peppers are already pre-roasted. They're called grilled peppers.
All right.
Take them out of the oil, chop them too. So you're going to cook that all off in a nice big skillet pan. Into that, you're going to put in some lovely spices. So this is a spicy pepper and herb seasoning, and it's from an Irish company in Athlone called Oco, which produced them, and I really like them. They're very clean, their spices are extant, and they really are delicious.
Is that OCO?
Yeah,
OCO.
That's it. You got it in one. So you cook that off for about 5 minutes. Into that, you're going to put in a little bit of tomato puree, about a tablespoon, and then a little bit of harissa paste, which harissa is kind of like a, me and you spoke about it before, it's a kind of like a North African spice with a little bit of kick into it. So this is the paste, or you can use the actual powder. The paste is more liquidy and moist.
During COVID, I had to buy some of that for one of your recipes.
And?
It was great. It was in one of your books. I think, did I put it over pork or something?
Good man, you did.
Right?
Well done.
Is it?
Yeah. And people
there
say you,
you
can't cook. Now everyone, you
right.
Hear that?
No, it was reading one of your recipes, and had to go in and buy it. And
well
it
done.
Was gorgeous.
Was it nice?
Oh, yeah.
That's a nice kid.
Really, really
good.
Really good.
Proud of you, Marty.
No.
That's a cookbook in you yet.
I'll go away without you. Anyway, what have you got?
So, we're going to put in one can of tomatoes. And if you can get really nice Italian tomatoes, vegetable stock into that. And then the lentils go in. We're using red lentils, which are lovely in soup and are lovely kind of a store cupboard kind of ingredient. So, let that cook off, Marty. Everything goes into the pot. And you let that cook. That'll probably take about 30, 35 minutes until the lentils are just cooked. Then at the end of it. If you look at the recipe, it says like a can or a tin of black beans. So they're already done. And they're pinto beans, or you can use the
pinto.
Kind of black beans. Yeah, they're lovely. Or mixed beans.
Yes.
Just to bulk it up, but they're full of protein and they're absolutely delicious. So that salt and pepper, some lovely chopped coriander would work really well. And then just to serve it with some wheat tortillas or a little bit of pita bread or some rice is gorgeous.
That'll be very tasty.
It is. And you know what? It keeps for about a week in your fridge, which is great. If you're thinking of something for lunch boxes, Just different. I mean, not every child, obviously, but I really, really like this. And for yourself and myself who enjoy food, I think it's a really, really tasty
It is, as well as a tasty alternative.
Yeah, and you could put in some leftover shredded chicken cooked. You could put on in some prawns or monkfish. So you can mix it up. Then to serve it just with a little bit of baby jam, which is a crunchy salad, and then some Greek yogurt and a little lime wedge.
Oh, that'd be lovely,
Just a bit of zing.
I love lime.
A bit of zing, so do I.
Lime and enough things,
you
know.
Lovely. I love it.
That's lovely. Okay, so that's a red lentil and black bean chili with yogurt. What's the other one?
Now, soup. Sweet potato soup. We're getting into the winter autumn season, as
surely.
You all know.
Yeah.
And this is one that can be made ahead. You can freeze it. It'll keep for about 4 to 5 days in your fridge. Sweet potatoes. You can do this with butternut squash. And of course, pumpkins. Our pumpkin friends are going to be coming upon it.
Terrible hard to take the insides out of a pumpkin.
No joke. Absolutely.
Desperate.
It's like the butternut squash too, because you get them right pre-peeled and diced
in the supermarket.
Of course,
yes, you do.
that saves a lot of work.
So I suppose it does.
All these will work, and if you don't like any of them, carrots will work beautifully in this. You just peel them and you cut them into nice big cubes, drizzle them with some oil, put an onion in there, kind of like sliced, and then what you're going to do is you're going to roast that off in the oven. So the oven at 200 degrees, it's going to go in for about 20 minutes. So you're kind of caramelising that lovely sweet potato. When it's roasted, it goes back into a saucepan, and then you have your onion in there too, so you're going to put a little bit of leek. This is where we get all the lovely flavourings. One stick of lemongrass. So don't chop too fine. Yeah. Just literally split it in half because you're going to remove that, because it's not that pleasant to eat, but it gives a lovely fresh flavour. So some red chilli, which is just deseeded and diced, a little bit of root ginger, and then we have some vegetable stock, or you can use some chicken stock, but vegetable stock is what I recommend. A tablespoon of tomato puree. No flour in this, by the way.
Right.
And then we have some coconut milk. So I love that lovely Thai Gold coconut milk from Wexford. It's really excellent. It's organic, it's creamy, it's really, really good. And then, Marty, let that cook. Then you blend it, okay?
Yeah.
And, or you can leave it chunky, but I would blend it nice and smooth with a stick blender. You know there'll be hand blenders?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. And
you have one of those in your range?
I do.
Good man, a stick blender. Oh, I have a question from a listener, by the way.
Go on.
You know, you're just a tangent. You know, you're always talking about a potato ricer.
Yes.
Do you have those in your range as well?
One of the best things, and what you do is steam your potatoes.
I know this is a tangent, but I'm just asking.
Yeah, I know. You steam your potatoes, you let it kind of sit with a tea towel over, and then what you do is push them through and you'll get a lump-free mash. Add in butter, add in milk, add in cream.
All right.
Marty, it's gorgeous.
Yeah, no, you're always going on about it. And the caller obviously was on, just saying.
Absolutely.
What's the story with them? That's cool. Sorry. So, meantime, back with the sweet potato.
Back to the soup. Blended our soup. Watch the fingers, by the way.
Yeah.
Put in a wee bit of basil, and then at the end of that, just a tin or a little tub of chickpeas, which are already cooked. This is going to give texture. So you stir them in, warm that through, salt and pepper, and that's your soup done. Sometimes I make this with a little bit of the harissa powder that I spoke about, but also with curry powder is lovely. So you can mix it up a little bit. It's not too spicy. The chili is good. These are all great ingredients for fighting colds and flus.
Yeah.
You know.
You mentioned about the chicken earlier on. You want to keep this vegetarian.
Absolutely, both of them.
Yeah, both of them. That's a real winter kind of
it is. Comfort.
Food.
Big slice of brown bread, glass of milk.
You know me, glass of milk. I can't help it.
You're just a great man.
Yeah, anyway. So it's a sweet potato soup with chickpeas and coconut. And the other one is red lentil and black bean chili with yogurt. They're fantastic. They're really good.
Marty, you can make them ahead and they'll keep in your fridge, which is great. That's what you want, you know. And I think with the soup in particular for your kids, it's a lovely one. Coming back from school, our twins get back about 3 o'clock and they love a bowl of that soup. Go easy on the chili. You can obviously add more to it, or chili oil, you know, yourself.
Yeah, no, that's enough for that.
All right.
We'll talk to you next week.
See you next week. Have a good weekend.
Safe home.
Thank you.